You're listening to Body by Block with Dr. Stephen Block. It's your opportunity to ask questions on the latest technology of face and body enhancement. Body by Block.
Welcome to the Body by Block show. My name is David Hochberg. With us online from his surgical facility, spa center in Highland Park, is Dr. Stephen Block, board certified plastic surgeon. And we're going to bring Dr. Block up here. How are you, Dr. Block?
I'm doing great. How are you, David?
Good, my friend. How's business going?
No complaints.
I'll tell you what. I had your ladies, your technician, zap off some sunspots, and I got to get back out there to have your staff take pictures because I had something literally the size of a dime on my wrist that they gave a little photo facial to on my hand, a little light treatment, intensive light treatment on it, and it's gone.
That's great.
Yeah, 10 days. It's my hands look like the hands of a 47-year-old man again instead of a 87-year-old man. So
the treatments work. You know, the technology is great, and quite frankly, if you match up the right candidate with the right technology, you will get great results.
It's amazing. And today's show is going to be about liposuction, which I'm all excited about because I'm down 30 pounds. I've actually got into a pair of jeans I haven't put on. Well, I put on, but I haven't been able to button the button in about 6 years. So, which is kind of reassuring. I always put them on, Doc, you know, and I get up to mid-thigh and I'm like, yeah, no, not right now. So, I usually do that once or twice a year, and finally I was able to get it up over my hips and button them, and I'm super, super excited about not only losing weight, but talk to your patient, Patty, that's going to be calling in about the liposuction she had. And why don't you just explain real quick to our listeners, the topic of today's show is liposuction, amongst other things that we're going to be talking about. What is liposuction, and why should people stick around to listen to the show about liposuction?
Well, it's a procedure that has been around for 30 years now, and quite frankly, despite my youthful appearance, that's how long I've been doing it. So I was one of the pioneers in the Chicago area on lipo. It's basically the removal of fat cells and kind of contouring and sculpting the body. The procedure has certainly evolved over 30 years, and what we do today is obviously not exactly what we were doing way back then. And what we plan on doing tomorrow will be even different than what we do today. But basically, what we're doing, and it continues to get more sophisticated, what we're doing is going in, removing the excess fat, contouring the area. Techniques have evolved over the years. First, it was kind of crude. You just went in with basically a cannula, and you sucked out some fat. Then from there, we added tumescent fluid. So you injected fluid. It cut down on the bleeding. And you went in with a cannula then again, and you contoured and sculpted. And from there, we went on to ultrasound, which went on and broke up the fat and melted it, and then we would remove the evacuated fat. Then we went on to laser, which helped to promote some skin tightening. And we're now in the process of moving into what we call high-definition lipo. It's a time-consuming process, but I think in select patients, it's also a premium procedure in the sense it is lengthy, time-consuming. But we're moving into the area. Not only are we removing fat, but we are taking some of that fat and injecting it into some of the underlying muscles to augment it and to literally sculpt the body. So hopefully when it all comes out, it looks like you've been working out at the gym for 10 years.
So is fat from one part of your body different than fat from another part of your body? I always wondered about that. Or is it just fat is in your body, and since it's your DNA, it's your fat, you could take it from your butt, put it in your arms, or take it from your butt, put it in your legs and your calves or whatever? Or does it matter where you pull the fat from to contour other parts of people's bodies?
Well, it's kind of, so the answer to that is yes and no. Fat is fat, but some of the fat in certain parts of the body are better for grafting, or it seems to have a better survival rate than fat from other parts of the body. So a lot of times, particularly with Latino women or black women, to be honest, they seem to be obsessed with wanting to have a significantly enhanced booty. And so we do. We take a large volume fat area, and we take that out and inject it into the buttock muscle and kind of contour and sculpt the area. And it seems like the buttock area is an area where since you're injecting the fat into the muscle, it's a very rich blood supply. So you usually get a very high survival rate on the fat.
So how does that work? I you know, just a layman here, if you take fat out of another area of your body, obviously that area will be the decrease in fat cells, right? Because you're removing it. And then you're injecting it into your buttocks, which is a muscle, okay?
Right.
And muscle and fat, I'm having a tough time understanding how that works, because I would think that I work out, now I'm able to work out, Doc, because I could stand, so thank God there. I'm working out to lose the fat off my rear end, and now you're taking fat in Hispanics and African-American women who want the booty, and injecting it into the muscle. How do you inject it into the muscle and carve it, for lack of a better, and mold it, if you will? And how doesn't the fat burn away on the butt when you start working out or walking?
Well, because the butt, you know, because the fat that you're then injecting is incorporated within the muscle, and it's augmenting the muscle. So if you were to feel it afterwards, it feels like muscle. It doesn't just feel like fat. So you're it would look like you worked out at the gym and you really built up the muscle. That's really kind of what it looks and feels like, as compared to just fat that you could just kind of grab and there's a roll of it and it's aesthetically unpleasing.
How new is it? I've never heard of that. How new is this procedure? Or has it been around and I've just been not being, you know, paying attention to all the latest plastic surgery techniques out there?
It's been evolving. We've been injecting fat for a number of years, but it's like any science. It continues to evolve. And we're getting more finesse with injecting it, and we're getting better survival rates on the fat. You know, we sometimes now take your fat and mix it with some growth factors from your own body. We draw down your blood, spin it down, we get the growth factors from there. You could mix it with the blood, and we think you sometimes might get an enhanced survival rate on the fat for other parts of the body. Seems that, I don't know why, but if you inject it into the buttock area, you usually get an excellent survival rate. I think because the muscle is a big, broad muscle with a rich blood supply. And you have to realize, you know, like anything, you're injecting the fat and then there is a race. You have to get blood supply to the fat, quite frankly, before the fat dies and is absorbed. So there's a yin and a yang to it. And in other parts of the body, it's harder to get a survival because you're not injecting it into an area where the blood supply is quite as good.
So what about like the arms? If somebody wants to bulk up their arms, right, not as large of a muscle as the buttocks, okay, to
right.
sound like Forrest Gump. But
well, what you want to do there in the arms, okay, what you want to do is try to, you know, and most women don't want to bulk up their arms. Some guys do, but most women, they would like to have an athletic arm.
Yeah.
And a lot of women over the age of 50, their skin, they develop a laxity, so they come in complaining to me that they hate those bat wings, and how could I get rid of it? And so sometimes I'll try to do a laser lipo, which helps promote some skin tightening, or we'll do a liposuction, combining it with our med spa with techniques that also help to promote skin tightening. What I'm trying to avoid on the arm, if they really have hanging bat wings, is putting a scar, a long scar down the inside of the arm and literally removing excess skin and tightening it. So in select patients, I could just do liposuction, and I'm going to get a reasonable retraction of the skin. In other patients, I could do some liposuction, and then I could do some skin excision and tuck the scar up into the armpit. And that works really quite well. And then there's the other patients who you actually excise from the armpit down, and depending upon how bad it is, decides how far down towards the elbow you have to go and remove the excess skin. But then sometimes now we're moving into the area, okay, well, you know, the man or the woman, they want the back of the arm to look more athletic. So sometimes now what we have to do is we're excising fat, and then we may be injecting fat to augment their deltoid muscle in order to give it a little bit better shape to the arm.
Which is the top of your arm from my weightlifting days. 312-521-8600.
Right.
Back in the day when I used to lift weights, not look at them sit in the rack. 312-521-8600 is the phone line. 312-521-8600 is the fax line. Is the text line. Sorry, doctor. You're listening to the Body by Block show, hosted by me, David Hochberg, and brought to you by Dr. Stephen Block. He's broadcasting from his medical center and medical spa and operating center at 1160 Park Avenue West in Highland Park. He also has a medical spa in the Glen, which is located at 1986 Tower Road in Glenview. Body by Block, that's BLOCH.com, is Dr. Block's website. Body by Block, BLOCH, is Dr. Block's website. And if you want to schedule a consultation, it's 847-432-0840. 847-432-0840. I've got to get back out there, doctor, so Caroline could take some pictures of the before and after so you could post those on your website as well. I want to talk to you about the sculpting of the arms, sculpting, and this is going to sound completely, you know, from left field, which you're used to now because we've been doing these shows for over 3 months. Can you liposuction my fat out and put it into somebody else's body who doesn't have a lot of fat to contour their muscles? So let's just say you bring in a 95-pound woman who's 7 foot, who's 7 foot tall, who's that would be a really skinny woman, who's 5 foot seven, doesn't have a lot of meat on her, right? Very, very thin, but wants to increase the density of her buttocks, and she doesn't have any fat to sculpt out of a different area of her body, whereas I am a farming ground here for fat, and I've got plenty of it to go around. Can you take it from one person's body and inject it into another person's muscle to have the same effect?
No. The answer is no. You would have, you know, it would be like the same thing of doing a heart transplant, lung transplant, or liver. You would have to have a DNA match, or you'd have to be on anti-rejection drugs for the rest of your life, which would be worthwhile if it was a life-saving operation. It would not be practical for cosmetic operation.
So my money-making venture just shot down. Okay, so I got to stick to the robes.
Yeah.
And all right, so I'll just concentrate on the robes. Our side business selling robes for Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, and Christmas coming up, and leave the fat farming out of my rear end, because I figure I could at least, you know, buy another car for my wife coming up. Her, you know, hers is coming up off a lease, and I figured with the amount of fat I have in my rear end, it's good for at least 40 or 50 grand. And
I think you could probably get a Bentley.
I appreciate that. That's I'm so glad your professional opinion is that I could go for a $100,000 car. Thank you very much. 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. Go to our website, Townstone. Nope, that's my website. Go to Dr. Block's website, bodybyblock.com, bodybyblock.com. If you want to set up a consultation with Dr. Block in his Highland Park Medical Facility and Health Spa, you can, or Med Spa, not Health Spa, Medical Med Spa and Operating Facility, which is located at 1160 Park Avenue West in Highland Park. You could give them a call, his office a call at 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840. Phone lines are open here, Doctor. 312-521-8600 is the phone and text line. So if you have any questions, you want to join the show, or if you have any questions and you want to send texts, it's the same number. 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600. We have Patty on the phone. Patty's joining us. How are you, Patty?
I'm fine, thank you.
Thank you for calling. You're one of Dr. Block's patients.
I am.
And what made you go to Dr. Block? What was the reason? Was it a was it one of his newspaper ad? Did you see it in an airline magazine? Was it one of your friends that had some medical procedures done with Dr. Block? What brought you to Dr. Block in the first place?
It was actually a friend of mine. She did a lot of research and she settled on Dr. Block and was very, very pleased with her results. So that's where I went.
All right. Did you go to any other doctors or did you just go to check out Dr. Block?
No, I just went to Dr. Block.
Okay. And what was that first meeting like? Because a lot of people, Patty, are apprehensive to make that call, to get that first consultation, to meet with the doctor, to overcome that fear. What was that first consultation with Dr. Block like, in your own words?
It was pretty painless for me. I wasn't really apprehensive. I knew what I wanted done and was pretty comfortable with Dr. Block in the sense that I had been in the office, and I started going to the medical spa before I made the surgical appointment with Dr. Block. So I had been in there, and he'd actually done a couple injections for me as well. And so it really was pretty painless in that sense that I was comfortable, and I knew what I wanted done. So.
And you had some liposuction done.
I did.
And it says here on my little cheat sheet, Patty, that you had some liposuction done in your abdomen and in your flanks. So, Dr. Block, flanks meaning the buttocks or the saddlebags?
No, the love handles.
The love handles.
Yeah.
Patty, you and I could talk years about love handles, Patty. I've had mine for 30 years of my life, and they. So when I'm almost done losing weight, and I'm going to go see Dr. Block about getting rid of those. So you went in there. First consultation was, this is what we're going to do. Did Dr. Block use any type of computer enhancement to show you the before and after, or what was the meeting like?
Well, we just talked about the area that I wanted taken care of, and he looked at it, and he asked if my weight was stable, which it pretty much is stable. I mean, you know, a few pounds here or there, but I'm a pretty active, pretty fit person, and so, you know, we just, you know, discussed that, and he showed me some pictures, and yeah, that was it. I mean, I was pretty
so doctor
on it and comfortable with him.
All right. So Patty walks in your office. Dr. Block is familiar with your professionalism through the med spa. And Patty, I've had some work done in the med spa as well. I looked at your procedures. I've had the photo facial.
Mm-hmm.
And I've already on record of saying that I cried the first time that I did it because I'm a man and I can't take pain. And I had the photofacial and the intense light treatment because I had some sunspots removed from my face. And I saw an amazing upgrade in the way that I look, and my face just got tighter, and all the brown spots and sun damage that has been there for the past 30 plus years was gone. Did you see similar results?
Yeah, for sure. With all of the treatments that I've had in different, microdermabrasion or the jet peels, they all improve the skin quality and the skin texture and the size of your pores and all of that. The photofacials, I had huge results with. I have some melasma, some different, I have pretty good skin, but with all of the different treatments that I've had, I mean, I get comments from strangers, where I'm, if I'm in the mall, people will come up and tell me I have gorgeous skin. I mean, I have noticed a huge difference.
That's fantastic. Doctor, is that the type of response you get from most of your clients? Because I could tell firsthand, listeners, I am telling you, I've had this treatment done twice. I had it done on my face, forehead, ears, back of my neck, chin. I had it done on my cheeks. My entire face was done, Patty. Mm-hmm. And I it's my wife said the same thing. Wow, what have you been doing? you know, the first time my wife's looked at me in the past 6 years, so that was a good start for me. And and I see the same type of, I got the same positive reaction from my friends and coworkers as you did. Dr. Black, do you see that same type of feedback that you get from other patients, that it's like, oh my God, what did you do? You know, you look fantastic.
I do. And, you know, we've talked about it before. I'll often, you know, I do a lot of these treatments on myself. And sometimes it's kind of amusing. I'll be playing tennis with a friend of mine who's a plastic surgeon, and he'll say to me, okay, what did you do to your skin? It's really looking good. Or we're out to dinner with friends, and the wife will say, same thing. What did you do to your skin? It's really looking good. Our skin, if you think about it, is our largest organ. I mean, it's, you know, it covers our entire body. It protects us from the environment, but it takes a lot of beating. And there's a lot of damage to the skin over the course of the years. And if you take a look at a baby's skin, it's just luscious. And there's nothing more beautiful than a baby's skin. And then, unfortunately, it's all downhill from there. So anything that we could do to reverse the aging process, to improve the texture, to make the skin look more elastic and youthful, there's nothing more attractive, I think, on a man or a woman than if their skin just looks healthy and glowing. And that's a combination of skincare products, skincare treatments, diet, exercise, avoiding, you know, obviously smoking, by the way, is horrible. It really, if you see people who smoke, their skin after a while,
they're brown. Yellow. It's disgusting.
It's gray. It's lost its vitality. So there's a whole host of things that we could do to literally improve the appearance of the skin. And often, you know, I don't care how old the man or woman is, you know, I could tighten their skin, I could lift their skin, I could do everything. But if you're still dealing with that same old skin, you still look old.
Yeah.
So you can't think of, you know, a lot of people, I think it's silly, they spend a lot of money on facelifts and everything, and then they don't want to take the next step and really get their skin in shape. It's like redoing your couch, but you put the same fabric back on. You got to revitalize the entire thing.
True story, Patty. Driving here today, I had one of my guys drive me to WGN. I couldn't find a cab. And I open my center console, and I take out my sunscreen stick. And he's looking at me. He's a 28-year-old little hotshot, right, who's got no problems. And I told him, you know, wait till you hit 30 and everything starts, you know, falling apart. And then you come to me and tell me that everything is great. And I start applying my sunscreen in my car. And he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, dude, I just had treatments. I'm like, I'm not going to let this go bad. And, right. and he's laughing at me. And I'm thinking, I'm going to host Dr. Black's show right now. If I'm not wearing sunscreen, he's going to know. And he's not even in the same room. And second true story, Patty, true story is that Dr. Black breaks out the wand and gives himself a photofacial as he's doing, like, trying to break the other doctor's serve. He's just giving himself treatment on the tennis court just to freak the other doctor out, you know, just to show that he could play tennis and give himself a photofacial at the same time, just to show the other doctors how talented he is. Isn't that right, Dr. Black? You're that talented? You just bring the photofacial machine with you to the tennis court and start giving yourself photofacials.
Pretty close
to that. 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600. You go to Dr. Block's website, Body by Block. That's Body by B-L-O-C-H. 847-432-0840 is his phone number in the office. 847-432-0840. He's broadcasting from his medical facility and med spa located at 1160 Park Avenue West in Highland Park. So we had a little photo facial. We had a little microdermabrasion too, Patty. What was that like? Was that where they deaden the skin up, and your face peels really, really, really bad over the 1 week, and then your face just looks fantastic? Is that what the photoderm is all about, or the microdermabrasion is all about?
No, microdermabrasion is I think, and Dr. Black could correct me. I think you're talking about Fraxel, or something.
Right.
The microdermabrasion is more of just a It's a type of facial. You know, I usually have it accompanied with a peel, and it's a type of exfoliating. It just, you know, it's a strong exfoliant that they do before they would do maybe a light chemical peel to, you know, revitalize the skin and just, you know, brighten it up, get all that dead skin off of there. I'm a huge an ounce of prevention. You know, as Dr. Black was saying earlier, it doesn't make any sense to, you know, not take care of your skin. It just doesn't to me. So I only have one face. And, you know, if I ever choose to have any surgical work done on my face, you know, which is possible, I definitely want my skin to be in good shape. And I'm religious about my treatments. You know, like I get at least one a month, you know, whatever my esthetician recommends. That's what I do. So
explain the microdermabrasion a little more, doctor. I'm getting that confused with the peel, I think.
It's basically, it's a mechanical exfoliation of the skin. We use, we actually are removing that outer layer of dead skin or the keratinized skin. And what's nice about the treatment is there's virtually no downtime with it. You can go out to dinner that same day. You look fine. So I view it's a maintenance treatment. So, and if everybody started doing micro peels or something at a relatively earlier age, it might, down the road, avoid having to do a lot of these more expensive, more complex treatments. Unfortunately, most people don't, so they wait until they really need, you know, they have a problem. But then my feeling is, okay, so now you've spent a lot of money having photofacial treatments, Fraxel treatments, and rather than waiting till things are back to square one again, what I want to do is maintain your skin as long as possible so that we don't have to do another one, you know, another big treatment down the road. So these little micropeels are just keeping the turnover of the cells going so that the skin looks fresh and radiant, and you're increasing the cellular turnover rate. And it's an inexpensive treatment with virtually no downtime.
And is it like the light treatment? Or
you would like it, David, because it's virtually painless.
Well, yeah, well, you know, as long as it feels like a feather, I'm good. Anything stronger than a feather, doctor, have the tissues there. So what's the procedure like? Is it like
kind
a mask?
Like it's kind of a mechanical scraping of the skin with a tool, and we kind of scrape that outer layer off.
Really?
Yeah. It works.
We got to put that down on the list there. And Patty, maybe we could meet me over there and we could have our faces scraped down together. How fun would that be?
There you go.
312-521-8600. 312-521-8600 is the phone and the text line. Body by Block is the show. Dr. Stephen Block, board certified plastic surgeon, out of his broadcasting out of his Highland Park Medical Facility and Med Spa, 1160 Park Avenue West, Highland Park. Med Spa located in the Glen. In Glenview at 1986 Tower Road, 847-432-0840, 847-432-0840. I want to get into the liposuction after the break here, Patty, because I want to know what made you go in and get it done, and I want to talk about the results, because I used to have two love handles, and then one of my love handles had a handle on itself, so I would count that as 2.5 love handles. I was so enormously heavy that I had a love handle coming out of the back of one of my handles. So I've been losing weight. I've been wanting to remove that fat. I've had that problem since I was a little boy, and I want to talk to you about the results and how you feel, and just what the recovery was and what the procedure was like, because I'm probably going to be on that table within the next, hopefully, 2 months before the end of the year and get my body in shape for a brand new look in 2015. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to the Body by Block show. Hang tight, Patty. We're going to take about a two-minute break. 847-432-0840. If you want to call Dr. Block's office during the break to set up a consultation, visit his website, Body by Block. 847-432-0840. Phone line into the studio is 312-521-8600 for the phone, and the same number for the text, 312-521-8600. We'll be right back. Body by Block Show. I'm David Hochberg. Dr. Stephen Block, board-certified plastic surgeon, is on the phone with us. It's his show. We're talking plastic surgery today, 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. And we are lucky to have one of his patients, Patty, on the phone with us. So, Patty, we're talking liposuction. Topic of the show is liposuction. We went over a couple of the skincare procedures that you had that makes you look young and beautiful and feel great. And I could attest to that because I had it done as well, a couple of these procedures done, and they make my face look as good as possible. And still a lot of work needs to be done on this project, but sounds like you are happy with the results. Let's talk about your liposuction. What did you feel like going in to the operating room, and how did you feel a couple of days after when you started seeing the results?
You know, when I went into the operating room, I was very comfortable. I'm very comfortable with the facility and you know, with the staff at Dr. Block. I tend to be a pretty relaxed patient in general. Some people are not. Some people are more anxious about different things. I tend to be pretty relaxed about it. I did have a friend with me for a while, you know, to keep me company. And, you know, as soon as I was kind of settled and you know, waiting, then I sent them away and, you know, read a magazine and just relaxed a little bit. Afterwards, you know, I woke up great. I didn't feel bad waking up. I felt, you know, just you feel a little sleepy waking up, but I didn't feel sick or anything. And I was home. I went home on, it was a Friday, and I did go into work for a little bit on Saturday. So, I mean, you know, I had it right before Christmas, and I did that kind of on purpose.
Right.
But I only had to go into work for that Saturday morning, and I was not, you know, I mean, I was very careful, you know. I mean, I didn't, someone drove me and all of that. But, you know, I was really back to work, and I have a pretty active, fairly physical job. I was back to work after maybe 5 or 6 days, and the discomfort was, for me, fairly, it was very manageable. I mean, it was very manageable for me. I wasn't distressed by it.
Did you have to wear any type of girdle or support, Spanx, or any type of confining type of garment to make sure that everything was kept in place?
Yes, I did. They did give like a band, you know, like an elastic band with Velcro.
Mm-hmm.
So I wore that. I actually wore like Spanx underneath, like a tank top underneath it. Wasn't always Spanx, but, and then I would, you know, put that over. There were like 4 very small, extremely small incisions, very small, that didn't even have stitches in them. And so they had small bandages over them for, I don't know, maybe 2 days. And then, and it kind of kept those in place as well. And I wore the elastic, it was a little bit bulkier than like maybe a Spanx or anything for, I think, 6 weeks. And then, or maybe not, I don't even think it was that long. I think it was maybe a couple weeks. And then I switched over to like they were like elastic corsets kind of, you know, they weren't even like full Spanx. They just went around my middle and I just pulled them over my head or stepped into them. I don't remember. And I was very comfortable. I actually wore them longer than I think I needed to.
Did you see results right away?
I did see results right away, but the swelling did, like, you could really see results as the swelling went down. You know, I would say probably after 8 weeks I could see substantial results, but I even, you know, up to, I would say, 3 or 4 months, maybe even 5 months, saw, you know, more and more results. You know, it did keep getting better.
And how many inches would you say that you lost with the liposuction?
I lost I lost almost 3 inches.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm really active, you know, so I did hit the gym and focus on stuff like that. But I was, I lost quite a bit.
So, doctor, is that typical results that Patty saw that most of your patients see?
It really is. It is. You know, what we tell most patients, I'd like you to be, you don't have to be at an ideal weight. I'd like you to be at a relatively stable weight. That's the perfect patient. And if you think about it, for a whole host of patients, you know, they say, you know, I exercise this, that, and whatever, and I can't change the shape. Well, the reality is there is no muscle in that fat. So you could often exercise from today until tomorrow, and you're not going to change your body shape. That's part of your DNA. And depending upon how your fat is spread out through your body, the number of fat cells usually stays fairly stable. They either increase or decrease in size, but the number stays the same. When we're lipoing, we're not removing all the fat cells. We're just removing the excess fat cells. So if in the future, if you gained weight, you would gain it more evenly, and if you lose it, you lose it more. You know, so it's more, you know, so it's even. But you usually do maintain your shape. So it's a permanent improvement in shape.
So, Patty, did you go through a weight loss regimen to get to this level, or was the excess weight in those areas? Because I'm built like a pear, right? So I've always lifted weights. I'm big up top, and I always had, you know, my fat always landed in my butt, my hips, and around my midsection. And is that similar to what you were, or was it just excess fat? You know, what was the reason to cause you to say, you know what, I'm going in and getting this out?
Well, I'm a fairly long torsoed, I'm a longer torsoed person, and I, as for a woman, I'm fairly slender through the hips, and my legs are very, like I said, I'm really active. I'm an athlete by profession, actually.
Oh, great.
So mine was just like, you know, no matter what I did, no matter what, you know, even if I lost weight, which, you know, like as Dr. Black said, you know, you don't, even when I was thinner, I found that as being, and I'm pretty thin, but I mean, if I got actually quite thin, my face started to not look good. You know, I mean, like I lost so much weight through my face and my neck that it didn't look good. And I still wasn't happy with, you know, I had, you know, where the muscles are that kind of reside over your hips, your oblique muscles. I had fat over them, you know, and I had a little bit of fat over the, you know, over the front of my lower abdomen that it didn't matter what I did, it just wouldn't go away. And it wasn't that it wasn't strong. It just, I couldn't get rid of it. And, you know, having Dr. Block, you know, perform the liposuction,
I mean,
really cleaned it up.
I think that Patty is a perfect example because she's basically, well, she is. She's in very good shape. And despite dieting or exercise, there's certain areas of her body who won't respond. Most men, they come in and they complain of excess fat around their gut. Most women do come in and complain of the thighs. So they're just heavy on the bottom. And no amount of running, dieting, exercise, it's going to get rid of it. And then there obviously are those patients, it's a combination of both. So each patient, you're basically, when I'm evaluating them, I'm seeing what their body type is, where their fat is, and then we're kind of sculpting it. You know, it's like, okay, and you have to determine how much of that fat is above the muscle that I could actually get to. Because particularly on the abdomen, if most of your weight is internal, meaning around your guts, I can't get to that with liposuction. So there is a limit based on your anatomy, and that's all part of a consultation. If I don't think that there's going to be enough of an improvement, if I don't think that your skin has the right degree of skin tension, it could be a whole host of medical reasons, or quite frankly, if I just think, you know, that you're just obese and, you know, that this isn't the operation for you, we're going to tell you. I mean, ultimately, you want to have happy, satisfied patients. And not everyone is a candidate. Sometimes if there's so much on the abdomen and there's really a laxity of skin, I might say, okay, we want to combine the liposuction with a tummy tuck or some skin reduction procedure. So it really is an individual operation that is tailor-made to meet the needs of the individual patient. But, you know, it's artistry. You're sculpting the area.
Can you tell that Dr. Block was inside your body, sculpting your body, and taking out fat? Are there any marks left on your body that are visible to anybody other than you because you know where the scars are?
No, not at all. Not at all. And even the tiny little scars that are there are, like, they've diminished. I mean, in another year, so you won't even be, I don't even think you'll see them, even if you were looking for them.
It's basically a little tiny nick. It's about less than a half inch, about a quarter of an inch. That's
it. They're tiny.
So getting back into the swing of things on the workout side, 6-8 weeks, doctor, is that the recommendation for patients
like
Patty?
With pure liposuction, you can go back to exercising within 1 week.
Really?
Yeah.
You were back in the gym 1 week after the procedure, Patty?
Yeah.
At full bore, or were you at 40%, 60%? I mean, what type of capacity were you at?
Probably after a week, maybe 50%. I was a little careful, not really because I was in so much pain. My job is extremely physical, so you know, I for the probably the first, like, after 5 days or 6 days when I started, like, into my job, probably about 50%. After, I would say, maybe 8 or 9 days, you know, of 10 days of me doing everything kind of 50 to 75%, I was back 100%.
Full bore. And doctor, what type of procedure, liposuction procedure, did you perform on Patty? Was it the?
It was a laser lipo.
It was the laser lipo, the latest technology.
Well, yeah, but we also now have the vaser technology, because our latest little thing that we're moving into is high-def lipo, which, as I said, is a combination of not only what you're taking out, but then what you're putting in to kind of augment or sculpt the underlying structure. We just keep tweaking it.
So there is no way on this planet, Patty, no matter how much exercise, no matter how many miles you ran, no matter how many stairs you climbed, no matter how many miles on the row machine, if you even went on a row machine that you did, that the fat in the area that you got removed was going to go away unless you had Dr. Block go in and take it out.
Nope. And I was fit, and I was, at one point, I'm 5'6", and I was 130 pounds and was not, still not, you know, and in good shape, and I was still not happy with the way it looked.
And how much weight did you lose? I know you said you lost 3 inches, but how much weight did you lose from the time that you went in to a week and a half later after everything started, you know, the swelling started coming down, you started and going back to a normalized life?
Not a ton. I mean, not like, you know, I would say maybe 3 to 4 pounds. I mean, in total, I think, from the liposuction. And right away, I think I actually was retaining a little bit of water, which I would think would be normal to have after trauma, you know. So the weight was actually very similar, you know, right after the liposuction. But I would say, in general, I would say probably 3 pounds is what the liposuction did for me. Like,
but I think what the public has to realize with that, that's 3 pounds of concentrated fat.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, from a concentrated, localized area.
The majority 3 inches. Of the time, 3 inches,
yeah,
doctor. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is. You know, but the majority of the time, you know, if we lose weight, we lose it from all over. We lose it from our wrist, which we really don't care, but all of a sudden our watch is looser. We lose it from our entire body, and the area that we want to lose it the most is usually the last place that we're going to lose it. Well, here you're going in and you're taking out a concentrated area of localized fat. So, you know, so even if you're losing about 4 pounds, it looks visually as though you lost 10 or 12 pounds.
Let me ask you this crazy question. I didn't mean to cut you off, Patty. Go ahead.
No, I was just agreeing.
Okay, so is this safe? Is this true or false? if people get to a point, and Patty, as an athlete, I'm sure you could appreciate this, that you get to a point where you're trying to lose weight, and then it just stops, right? You just, no matter what you do, you could run 15 miles instead of 7 miles. It just doesn't go away. Right. Does taking the fat out of an area of Patty's body, for example, an athlete by Patty, does that spur the metabolism in your body to turn it up a notch because the fat that she couldn't get rid of is gone, and now the engine's firing and it tricks the body into now getting over that plateau, doctor? Or am I just completely off my rocker and don't know what I'm talking about?
You're not totally, because, you know, it's been a fascinating thing. We have patients who, let's say, are type 2 diabetics.
Yeah.
You do a large volume liposuction on them, and they tell us post-op that the amount of medication that they have to take is drastically reduced. In some cases, I have many patients who say they're off of medication. So clearly, if you could remove large volume excess fat in patients, and I'm not saying that having liposuction is a cure for diabetes. I'm not going to go that far. But clearly, something metabolically is often changing by taking off excess fat. It clearly does, I think, impede our metabolism, and there is enough documented cases that removing it literally changes the entire balance.
Did you have that type of experience, Patty? Or no, or it didn't impact you that way at all?
She wasn't really that overweight.
Yeah, I wasn't really, really overweight, I guess, so to speak. I did lose some weight, you know, going afterwards. Not like a lot. I mean, I would say I maybe lost 8 pounds after, you know, maybe within the 6 months, maybe 6 months afterwards.
Wow.
I think it possibly did, like, jumpstart my metabolism, because I was noticing that I always eat well, but I could eat maybe a little more and not feel it in my middle right away.
That's fantastic.
I did automatically. Didn't matter what I ate, you know, if I could feel it there.
All right, well, we're coming to the end of the show here, Patty, and I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to share your story. But for other people out there that are thinking about doing liposuction and have hit that wall and just can't get rid of that fat, and just, I'm tired of looking down and there's that little patch there. I've got this little love handles. I've been doing crunches since I was 15 and I'm doing 1500 a day. I just can't get rid of it. I'm doing butt lifts and I can't get that little last ounce of fat off. What would you tell the listening public, as a person that was in great shape, about getting in and seeing Dr. Block about doing liposuction?
Don't wait. Do it. And if you're nervous about it, bring a friend with you to hold your hand, because you won't be once you get there. I mean, they make you feel very comfortable, and it is so worth it. I mean, you feel so much better about yourself. It makes me so much happier now that I've had it done.
Another happy client, Dr. Block. How about that? And Patty, that's the theme. Everybody that I ask that question to says, I feel so much happier because I look happier, and mentally I'm a lot better off. And I really appreciate you taking your time and sharing your story.
No problem.
All right. Have a great day, Patty. Thank you.
Thanks, Patty.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye.
Take care. All right, Dr. Block, 2 minutes. We got 2 minutes left. Your thought of the day, bud.
Well, it's kind of what we've talked about, but what I think the patients ought to realize is that we're all born with a certain body. We have our DNA, and we have to deal with it. There are certain things that diet and exercise can do, and I certainly think one should try that first before being operated on. But diet and exercise will only get you just so far. And I think there's nothing better than, honestly, at the end of the day, feeling comfortable in your own body. And if it's something bothers you, you owe it to yourself to get a consultation with a qualified plastic surgeon. There's multiple options. I think the advantage right now of my office, we're more than just a one-trick pony. We have multiple techniques that we could do. We could either do it invasively and do liposuction. And if we're doing it invasively, we have multiple technologies that we can do. We could do laser, we could do vaser, we could do high-def lipo. We're kind of tailoring it to fit the patient's needs. But there are some patients, quite frankly, they may not need laser or vaser or lipo. We have non-invasive techniques as well. And again, we have more than one technology depending upon your anatomy. We have CoolSculpt, and then we have the liposonics, and then we're in the process of evaluating right now UltraShape. So all of these are non-invasive procedures. It may take a little bit longer to get you there, but you're not being operated on. You could watch TV as we do the treatment. Usually they're virtually painless. So you have options, and it would behoove you that if it bothers you, rather than sitting in quiet desperation, you only go around once, you might as well go around in the body that you want, it would behoove you to get on the phone, make an appointment for consultation, and do something.
With Dr. Block.
You only have one life.
With you, Dr. Block. 847-432-0840. 847-432-0840. We got to jump, Dr. Block. People want to reach you. Give you a call, 847-432-0840. Go to the website, Body by Block, BODYBYBLOCH, 1160 Park Avenue West, Highland Park, 1986 Tower Road in Glenview. Doc, we'll see you next Thursday, buddy.
Thanks, David.
Take care.
All right.